Welcome to the Marketing AI Sparkcast, the go-to podcast where we explore the exciting intersection of artificial intelligence and marketing. Our aim is to spark your curiosity and inspire you to infuse your marketing with AI. Join Abhi Varma, a B2B marketing leader, as he navigates you through this dynamic and ever-evolving landscape where technology meets creativity.
Hello, all. So imagine a world where sales teams and marketing teams and SDR teams know exactly who to call, when to call, and with what message. So less guesswork and more of a guided journey towards your ideal prospect. Well, you don't really have to imagine that because that is already happening with AI. And today we're exploring that very super exciting topic where, you know, the transformation of sales and the marketing landscape is happening with the help of artificial intelligence. And it's a truly exciting topic that is garnering a lot of attention as AI is able to lend itself to acceleration of the whole customer acquisition process and tangibly make an impact on the top line. And today we were very excited to have our guest is Matt Millen. He is the co-founder and the president of Regi.ai. Matt's been a lifelong sales and revenue professional. He turned into an entrepreneur, has been leveraging AI, you know, before it was cool. So Matt, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Great to be here and excited for the conversation today.
Great. So why don't we just dig in? Maybe you could start with just giving us a brief insight into your journey with AI.
Yeah, the journey goes back a few years. I started selling in 1987. So this is before corporate email. This is before the internet. So I've had a front row seat to the infusion of technology into the selling process. And one of the things that you see is technology will solve a problem and then technology creates a new problem. And one of the more recent and new problems that got created for modern salespeople was the need for content. As sequences and cadences were going out in mass, this need for templated messaging at scale, and it really put a burden on a lot of organizations in terms of how to do that. So we started looking to solve that problem right around the time that AI became usable for content generation.
Very cool. And so was that the sort of the beginning of Regi? And what does the name mean? What's the story behind the name? And you know, walk us how you got into that.
Yeah, first of all, the name stands for Recommendation Engine, which is what it started out. And basically, the early premise for Regi was Regi will guide modern sellers on who to talk to, how to speak to them in their tonal pattern, not how you like to create messaging, but how your buyer likes to receive messaging, and what will most likely work to generate that initial contact. So initially, we would be guiding sales organizations on how to be more impactful with that initial reach out to drive higher engagement levels.
Very cool. So in layman's terms, is it an accurate way of describing Regi.ai is really an engine that automates the process of cold prospecting, which I know is not favorite for a lot of sales and marketing people.
So what we've evolved to over the last 3 years is Regi has basically redefined how prospecting is done. We've reimagined task execution for the rep. And what Regi will do is it will cold prospect your prospects for you. So imagine a world where Regi is constantly looking at your database and your data provider for prospects where you typically win deals. It will start messaging them personalized and contextually. And then once we sense either engagement or intent, we'll serve up a high priority task for your sales rep to then follow up. So what we've done is we've taken cold outbound, which most people don't like to do, and we've turned that into warm follow-up, which is a much friendlier sales activity.
Very interesting. And you guys have been doing this for the last few years. How long has it been?
3 years. We were doing AI before it was cool. In fact, we were using AI, you know, before it could structure a sentence or put a subject line together. You know, today we've actually, and we can talk about some of the big trends that are going on, but we've moved on from content generation to task execution, where the AI is now actually doing work on behalf of the sales in marketing teams.
Wow. That is truly an evolution of what AI, what's happened with AI over the last few years. And from your perspective, how have you seen AI evolved in the period of 3 years and especially in the context of prospecting?
So I'll give you a very clear contrast point for your audience, because one of the biggest shifts that we've seen is moving from something called simple automation to AI automation. So the old way just a few years ago was if you had 100 contacts or 1,000 contacts, all of them would go into the same templated 17 steps over 24 days. The reps would provide all of the same outbound calls to all of these prospects. And despite how engaged they were or weren't, they all got the same treatment. So you had people being hammered 17 times in 24 days that have no interest in what you're doing, and you're driving unsubscribes and opt-outs and low sentiment. The new way of doing that is the AI is taking that same 100 or 1,000 prospects, and it starts messaging them with personalized contextual messaging. Nothing's templated. And then it's looking for signals, whether they're visiting the website, they're engaging with you, they're responding to the communication. And once we detect some signals, we'll then serve up a task to the rep saying, you want to go ahead and call this person back. By the way, if they're not engaging with you, we'll drop them down to nurture very quickly. So what Reggie's going to start doing is going to start weeding out all of that sales activity that's spread across 100 or 1,000 people, concentrated on the folks that actually want to talk to you, and then treat the ones that don't with respect and nurture them accordingly.
Wow, that is really sort of, it's almost like optimizing your resource pool for all folks that are involved in prospecting. So in the cycle that you're defining, what aspects do you guys use AI for? I mean, obviously the authoring part, I would imagine, but, you know, walk us through what specific areas is AI leveraged?
Yeah, so it's great. So let's start off with what we call audience expansion. So our AI will go into your CRM. It will look at where you're currently winning and which buyer personas are buying from you. And it will start creating additional prospects that look like where you win that you may not be talking to today. And we'll do that by looking at your current lead list as well as going to your third-party data provider. So the first thing the AI is doing around the clock is audience expansion. Once you've identified somebody to speak to, then the AI creates a personalized contextual message and sends that out. And it starts looking for signals on when to send either the next AI-generated piece of communication or serve up a task to your rep to call that individual, reach out to them on LinkedIn, a personalized email, whatever it may be. But Reggie is doing all of that work utilizing AI in the background real time.
So we're getting into kind of an era almost of post-config of the platform, almost like autonomous prospecting in a way. And, you know, obviously the AI technologies that we have today is probably the least mature that AI will ever be. It's only going to get better. So with that sort of context, what are some of the biggest opportunities that you see for sales and marketing teams moving forward?
Now, the biggest opportunities that we see are accuracy and execution. And let me explain what I mean. You know, there's a lot of organizations where the sales team leaves at the end of the day, and there are tasks that still aren't followed up. So there are tasks that are served up in the day. Reps aren't completing their task work because it was a bunch of cold outbound. It was a bunch of cold emails, a bunch of cold outreach on LinkedIn. What we're serving up is we're doing all of that with AI. We're doing all of that busy work that the reps don't like to do. And then we're only serving up tasks that should be treated as follow-up. So the first thing that's happening is task execution is getting done. And this is such a bottleneck. You know, a lot of frustrated marketing leaders out there with leads not getting followed up. I can't tell you how many companies I talk to that are starving for meetings, but there's buckets of unworked leads at the exact same time. So there's buckets of unworked leads that people have invested effort and resources into to generate. Sales organizations need more meetings, more pipeline, more deals. Yet there's buckets of leads not being worked. So we can put one of our agents on those. All those unworked leads are all the leads that you're outsourcing to a third-party company to work for you, whether they're inbound or they need to be prospected, our agents can do all of that work more economically, more effectively and efficiently in-house with full control of the process.
Very cool. So you're saying that there is a chance that marketing and salespeople may get along after all.
I read a great blog this morning that actually talks about all the effectiveness and efficiency when you have that harmony. I actually think AI brings the two teams closer together. Let me tell you why. If you take a look at the frustrations that marketing has, leads aren't being worked on time, the intent signals aren't being followed up on, the messaging isn't being carried through, and what sales is usually working on has nothing to do with what marketing is thinking about or doing. On the sales side, there's this, well, marketing doesn't know how to talk to our customer one-on-one. They're not close enough. And what AI does effectively is bridges the two teams. So the AI will ingest your brand voice. The AI will ingest your personalization guidelines. It knows your personas. It knows why they buy from you, what problem you solve. The AI knows what's different from you, from your competitors. And then it's able to take all of those messaging elements and weave those into every single touch point. So it's contextual, it's personalized, it's got the appropriate tonal patterns. So marketing's happier with the messaging going through, and sales is happier because that messaging is having more impact.
Very cool. So you guys have been doing this for 3 years and nothing succeeds like success. So can you talk to us about maybe a success story where, people have used this and tangible outcomes that, this appears to be almost too good to be true, because it can really, accelerate the top line and increase the top line for organizations that have this stuff, and it's a well-oiled machine. So would love to hear any success story that you may have to share.
Yeah, so first of all, we have documented case studies available on the website, but I can share a few stories, and I actually will start with, with us. We actually built all this technology and used it in-house for months, to make sure it works. So what we saw and what customers should expect to see is about a 30% lift, like a documented 30% lift. We see in any given four-week span, 30 to 35% more meetings. We document the amount of pipeline generated from the AI. Like it is, like our reps will come in Monday morning, or in fact, we had our revenue kickoff last week. So everybody was out of the office for a day and a half. Reps came back in, meetings were on the books. Like the agent was setting meetings. Now, sometimes they need to be followed up, but you'll see that. You'll see documented pipeline, and the platform will track like hard ROI. But I'll give you, you'll see a few things. Thing number one, you will see engagement rates typically go up. But I think most importantly, and one of the increases that we didn't expect to see was prospecting sentiment went up. So prospects actually were happier because the messaging they were getting was more contextual. If they weren't interested, they weren't getting hammered. They were getting dropped back to a nurture track. So what you're seeing is you're getting more engagement off the activity. The AI is doing the hard stuff the reps don't like, so the rep sentiment's going up. And in effect, you're going to see 30% more meetings. And then based on your conversion ratios, you'll see the corresponding pipeline being generated. And that's what you should expect to see.
Very cool. So that to me it sounds amazing. It's hard numbers. It seems like, AI is really making the job and sort of the function of prospecting much more efficient, much more meaningful. And is a true buddy to prospecting teams, sales, marketing, SDR, XDR teams. So it's very cool to see. But a common concern that people have, especially when you spoke about engagement or personalization, especially when we're doing personalization at scale, where, AI needs to know, who it is engaging, who it is trying to engage with. It needs to know details about that person. It's connecting to, CRM systems. It's connecting to third-party data sources. Yep. I'm sure this isn't the first time this question would be asked of you, but, what does that mean in terms of the privacy aspect of AI? Like, how do you guys guard people's privacy, making sure that, that's not misused and that sort of stuff? And a sort of affiliated question is the accuracy. You mentioned that also earlier, okay, where with most personalization, unless it's like historically, you know, like you said, templated sort of format, you break people manually down into segments and say, these are dog people and these are cat people, and I'm going to mark leashes to one group and litter to the other one, that sort of thing, yeah, which is a very manual process. But if you're doing it at scale, what are the guardrails of how AI is defining what to personalize on, other than, you know, hello, Bob, which is personalization 101. But beyond that, there are so many attributes of prospects that one could take, either activity, it could be the firmographics, it could be the job title, it could be the industry. So would love for you to sort of address both things. One is the privacy part and the other is the accuracy part. And they sort of need to work hand in hand, because from a privacy standpoint, if that's a concern and we can't look at all that information, then the accuracy of your personalization may be really impacted. So we'd love for you to address both of those issues and how you think about it.
Yeah, let's break this down. So first, how we set it up. So the first thing we do is the platform will build out the personas that you sell to. So let's say you sell to revenue leaders, operation leaders. So what you would literally do is build out the different titles that you sell to. And then there's attributes about those personas. Like, why do they buy from you? What problem do you solve for them? How do you normally speak to them? What assets do you have that you typically provide them? And the platform learns your personas. And then we learn your brand guidelines, your personalization guidelines. So everything gets set up in this system. Then in real time, when a rep is looking to do some personalized element or the AI doing a personalization element, it starts off with a prospect. So a prospect will pop up in an email, a LinkedIn box, a phone call, whatever it may be. And the minute a prospect pops up, my product will automatically recognize that prospect against one of the personas that you sell to, automatically. So if it's one of your prospects, we'll do a persona match. And then based on that persona match, all the personalization rules and guidelines kick into that persona. And then, for instance, in one persona, you may personalize around a CRM field. You may personalize around the most recent post they did on LinkedIn. You may personalize around some job experience, whatever it may be. You determine that. And what Reggie's going to do, it matches the persona. It's going to run out. It's going to look at all the rules. And then it's going to write the appropriate message in the appropriate format based on where you are, which workflow you're in. And it's going to do just that. So we're going to personalize around, you know, financial data, CRM field, whatever it may be. No personal data, nothing that's not available on LinkedIn or around the business that they work for. And that will either automatically get sent out, if it's in an automated workflow, if it's in a manual workflow, the rep has the ability to look at what was created. But we're going to get a little bit deeper, because within the rep workflow, we actually see three levels of engagement. At the highest level, you may have an enterprise or strategic rep that focuses on a very small subset of accounts, and they're going to be much more involved and much more engaged in the research process and the communication to those prospects. So we have what we call 3x3 workflow. It takes about 3 minutes, not 30. It runs out. It does all the research on your prospect. It lets you select which three areas you want to personalize from. It's going to give you three personalized options to choose from. You choose the one you want and send it off. We take about a 30-minute process of doing all the research, making it contextual to why you're reaching out in the first place, putting in an email that makes sense and is sales ready, sending that off. Now, you may have somebody working like SMB, higher volume, a little less touch, but not completely hands-off. What Reggie will do is automatically, using our Rapid Writer feature, we'll just serve up three emails. No work need to be done. Whoever admins Reggie is determining which three personalization points we're going to pull from. And the rep just gets to choose which one. So again, we'll take a 20-minute process and bring that down to about 20, 25 seconds, because that's each of the three emails. Then you have like your small business team, high volume, and typically would never get personalized. We have what we call the bolt, lightning bolt. Basically, in real time, for each prospect, Reggie's going to serve up a personalized contextual email. You put the button, it's gone. No thinking. So in each of like the strata of how we think about the amount of touch that we want to deliver to those prospects, we've optimized the workflow, or we can do the whole thing in the background on behalf of the team.
So a lot of control. A lot of control and sort of intentionally choosing, you know, which use case and which workflow best.
That's right.
you know, that target audience.
And of course, there's a management dashboard. So managers can look at their team's activity, understand what they're personalizing, and all kinds of information to allow them to be very effective and add some more context to their Monday morning sales meeting.
And going back to privacy, how do you address concerns of AI having access to personal information? And how do you guys deal?
We don't do PII. Like, we don't do personal information. We do publicly available information that individuals are posting on their LinkedIn profile, or we're personalizing around something going on with a company that's available in news, on the website, in a financial document, et cetera.
Very cool. So from a prospecting standpoint, I mean, prospecting, like you said at the top of the show, has been an automated prospecting, has been there for a while. But what are some of the common misconceptions that you hear about leveraging AI for prospecting? The majority of these prospecting engines are now leveraging AI in some way, shape, form. The existing ones, I know, 3 years old. But I hear a lot of myths about AI adoption in general. But from a prospecting standpoint, what do you guys hear about AI, where some people are, like, you know, completely sort of gun shy about leveraging it for prospecting? So we would love to get some insights on that.
I think one of the big misconceptions, most organizations don't know how far AI has come in the short amount of time that organizations have been using it. But most people think of it as in terms of some content generation, although it's doing task execution today in addition to content generation. Then there's the, how good is it? Well, you know, a year ago, it wasn't sales ready. So you had to prompt it, then you had to edit it and figure it out. Today, we can generate sales-ready content, like no rep involvement needed. So there's a lot of advancement. You know, AI, fastest technology to 100 million users. It's the fastest technology in terms of the advancement, the rapidity of, like, its ability to put out better quality content. So we should stay very close to the capability and how we can bring that in-house and leverage that to drive increased productivity, increased efficiency, and quite frankly, put a little bit more fun back in our job.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure everyone's going to attest to that. And speaking of which, do you see, you know, if we zoom out and look at it from a broader perspective, do you see adoption impacting tech stacks or resources or budgets? Because now it's not going to be long before it's already happening, where the powers that be that hold the purse strings will suddenly realize there's better technology. You don't need five things to do the same thing. You can now do it all in one thing, or you don't need so many people. So what is your perspective, broadly speaking, where sales and marketing teams suddenly start adopting AI, and it is a good opportunity for organizations to optimize their tech stacks, their people, and their budgets of what they were doing using the sort of the non-AI method? And obviously it's a natural progression, but do you see that happening?
Yeah, we actually see like two buckets of customer. Bucket number one, they've been around for a while. They have legacy technology. The technology that was adopted had no AI anywhere on it, but they want to keep the older tech. And we have a product called Copilot that brings modern AI functionality into legacy tech. So we have a product that does that. We have another product for your tech forward organizations that are looking to either consolidate down or starting fresh, where they can use Reggie right out of the box as a self-contained prospecting engine. And all you need is a CRM. So we've got two buckets. Like, bucket number one, legacy, want to plug something in and bring modernization to the tech stack. We do that. Bucket number two, we're starting fresh. We're looking to consolidate tech. How do I do that? We've got a product that does that.
Yep. And impact on, how do you see the impact on team structures? Do you suddenly see organizations relying less on sort of human resources from a prospecting standpoint and more on tech? Like you were saying, that the cold part of prospecting wasn't a fun job anyways, and, you know, people are still doing it though, of course. But now with the advent of AI, do you see all that sort of going into the realm of technology and really having more people focused on you know, the warmed up prospects and focus on converting those?
Yeah, look, it's a great question. And there's no doubt that AI is going to make teams more efficient, more effective, and more productive. some teams bring the AI to lift their teams because they weren't performing at the level they needed to, and they can bring AI in to like turbocharge the performance of the team and drive that 30% lift. You know, we see small teams that are trying to do Herculean tasks, and there's just no way they're able to do it. And the AI comes in, does a lot of that background work to allow the smaller team be effective. Again, teams are outsourcing work. You don't have to outsource. You can now insource it to the AI as opposed to outsource it. Or you can use the AI to do work you just weren't doing. So in most of these cases, no one's getting displaced. This was just work that wasn't getting done for whatever reason, or outsourced to get it done. In all these examples, the AI can come in and get that done. Now, we do see after last year, you know, many sales teams are smaller than they were a year ago. And again, the AI can come in and help drive and lift that productivity for these new team sizes.
Yep, for sure. All right, home stretch here. So as we look into the future, what are some of the emerging AI trends that you believe is going to have the most significant impact on marketing teams and sales teams and, you know, the business or prospect teams?
Yeah, I think that's like an interesting question, because on one side, it's so hard to see a year down the road with AI because it's evolving so rapidly. But what you can do is you can imagine and extrapolate from the experiences that we've had and thinking about how the AI has impacted the different workflows, whether you're in marketing, sales, operations in the middle, everything from list building all the way up to messaging and execution. So what you can expect to see is more support for the existing workflows, introduction of AI into new workflows, different mediums in terms of where the AI can generate content that's reliably excellent that teams will trust using. So I think that's what we should expect to see. Like it'll be better, faster, and be more present in our workplace.
Yeah, really exciting and a little bit scary aspect of the future. But I think if it is sort of managed well and handled responsibly, then it has a lot of potential for really, accelerating the whole pipeline, starting with the prospecting engine for a lot of organizations.
And that's just the beginning.
Yes, for sure. Well, Matt, thank you very much for joining in. Before we sign off, any parting thoughts, words of advice to sales and marketing folks who may be tuning in?
Yeah, first of all, I would love to connect and keep the conversation going. Easy to find on LinkedIn. But I would say a couple quick things. Number one, we're at a point now where you can trust the AI. Number two, test it. Like, bring it in, start testing it, working with it, see where it fits into your model, see where it doesn't. And then lastly, from a brand perspective, how far do you take the AI into your sales process where you want human interaction to human interaction? And that's a brand decision. So I think you can trust it. You should be testing it and let your brand guide your AI journey.
Great words of advice. Thank you very much to our listeners. We really hope that today's discussion has sparked your curiosity. And we really hope that it's going to inspire to explore AI, like Matt mentioned. If you have any experiences or questions related to this topic, I would love to hear from you guys. You can reach out to me or to Matt on LinkedIn. Make sure to follow Reggie.ai's social channels. You can go check out the details about the platform itself on Reggie.ai. But thank you for listening. And until next time, keep innovating.